Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Gentlemen, here is some of the news.
Make it rain. News update.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Dane. It is Chris Pavona with your fantasy sports news update. Game one of the NBA Finals. They are the North, and they are up 1-0. The Toronto Raptors beat the Golden State Warriors in game one, 118-109 in front of their home crowd. Pascal Siakam, the star of this game, he goes for a stat line of 32 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists, 1 steal, and 2 blocks. Kawhi Leonard, he finishes with 23 points, 8 rebounds, and 5 assists. Marc Gasol also ends the game with 20 points and 7 rebounds from there. On the Golden State Warriors side, Steph Curry gets 34 points, goes 4-for-9 from the three-point line, and goes a perfect 14-for-14 from the free-throw line. Klay Thompson, he ends the game with 21 points on 3-of-6 shooting from three-point range. Draymond Green, 10 points, 10 rebounds, 10 assists. He's only the third player in NBA playoff history to have triple-doubles in, I believe it's 4 straight games now. It's either 4 or 3 or 4 straight games to have a triple-double in the NBA playoffs. Great play from Draymond Green in a losing effort here. Though we were talking about Pascal Siakam being one of the stars of this game. One of the big stories out of this, though, DeMarcus Cousins made his return since being out of game 2 of the second round of the world of the playoffs. He played 8 minutes. He gets 3 points, 2 assists. But like you guys said, you like the way he was playing. He played with great energy. Guys, the Warriors now that they've lost game one, their odds have moved now to -160 to win the finals.
Are you gonna? Yeah, they have. Yeah, I would be fine with that. I do not think the sky is falling. You know, Bavona, you talked about Draymond having the triple double. He did, but he also went 2-of-9 from the floor. He also turned the ball over 6 times, so I actually expect a better effort out of Draymond Green. But all that being said, Joe and I have been talking all morning long that, listen, there's no reason to hit a dramatic panic button. You got, you know, a good Toronto team with a good effort at home, and they beat the Warriors, who were coming off a 10-day rest. I mean, you know, it happened. Yep, but we okay.
Well, the Warriors may not be hitting the panic button, but we know that a couple of people are going to be hitting the fighting button. As Drake and Draymond Green exchanged words after the game, basically...
Wasn't a scuffle, though. It wasn't a scuffle.
It was not a scuffle. It was absolutely not a scuffle. Toronto Raptors superfan Drake, basically, NBA Commissioner Adam Silver explained why the league had a discussion with rapper and Toronto Raptors superfan Drake about his conduct on the sideline during the Eastern Conference Finals. He said the league office had conversations directly with Drake and his manager, and I think we ended up in a good place. Then asked about the incident, Draymond said he wouldn't agree with the characterization that it was a scuffle. He said after the game, it wasn't really a scuffle because I didn't hit him, and he didn't hit me, or I didn't push him, or he didn't push me. We talked, we barked a little bit, but I wouldn't necessarily consider it a scuffle. It wasn't what I personally would consider a scuffle. Sivic explained during his annual news conference prior to the start of the league's championship series his reasoning for meeting with Drake, basically thinking, in the case of Drake, we certainly appreciate his superfan status, and I know he's beloved in the community of Toronto. I think certainly we don't want fans, friends or foe, contacting an NBA coach during a game. We understood that in this case, given Drake's relationship to the team, it's not the same as just any fan who happened to be courtside touching a coach. But I think that's an absolute bright line that we have to draw. But at the same time, I think there are appropriate lines that shouldn't be crossed in terms of how a competing team is addressed, or officials for that matter. To go on here, and I got to give credit to my intern, Chris, over here. Drake posted on social media, he is selling a piece of lint from Steph Curry on eBay with this username, Draymond shouldn't wear 23.
I mean, you know, they're just trying to poke the bear. That's what it is. And Drake is trying to get under his skin. Draymond knows it well because Draymond tries to get under other people's skin. So it's interesting.
Maybe Draymond can put on eBay both of Drake's tattoos of Kevin Durant
tattoos,
and Steph Curry.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, maybe you can put that on eBay. Front runner.
All right, guys, quickly over to baseball, looking at some of the scores from yesterday. Cardinals beat the Phillies 5-3. Dakota Hudson gets the win. You get four home runs from the St. Louis Cardinals. Matt Carpenter, Matt Wieters, Marcelo Ozuna, and Jed Jurgo all go yard. The San Francisco Giants, they beat the Miami Marlins. Reyes Maranta gets the win. Will Smith, not the actor, gets the save. And I hope you had the over in this one, guys. Rockies beat the Diamondbacks 11-10. Ian Desmond, 1-3 Rockies, 2 go yard in this game. The Brewers get two home runs from Mike Moustakas. Also add one from Yasmani Grandal and Eric Thames as the Brewers beat the Pirates 11-5. Rays beat the Twins 14-3. Charlie Morton gets the win. Jose Abreu gets his 15th. Gets his 15th home run for the White Sox as they beat the Cleveland Indians 10-4. Texas Rangers, they lose to the Kansas City Royals 4-2. Cole Calhoun hits a home run for the Anaheim Angels as they beat the Mariners 9-3. Hyunjin Ryu gets 7 2/3 innings for the Dodgers. They beat the Mets 2-0. The Yankees and the Red Sox, they get rained out. Make update August 3rd. And that is the news from me, Chris Pavona. And guys, enjoy the weekend because it's time for some tacos.
Hungry.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, here we go. Hour number three here, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez. As we look to make it rain for you, not only today, but throughout the weekend. Plenty of action going on as we get ready for some more Major League Baseball here today. Weather is still a factor, even in the month of May, is beyond me. We're almost in June here. Tomorrow being June, hard to believe there. But tomorrow being June, and we're still dealing with rainouts and some crazy weather throughout the country. The matchup last night, everyone was looking forward to. Sale taking on Hap, Yankee Stadium. Of course, now they're going to have to wait till August in order to be able to get that game. But they are back at it today.
It rained out the ninth race at Belmont yesterday too, which upset me. By the way,
yeah, it's crazy weather you guys have got going on there. It's like when do you go straight from like fall to summer? Is that how it works there with you guys? Like no, there's no in between. No. It's just it's nuts.
It's interesting. And one of the things I always say about NYC, Joe, around above other cities like the one you're in, is that at least we get four distinct seasons here, and I like that spring and that fall. But no, we just did not get it. My allergies be damned.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's crazy watching even a lot of these baseball games here since the beginning of the season. You would expect the weather to turn for some of them, but not so much. Still a lot of rainouts, a lot of makeups, but that's okay. We've got Yankees, Red Sox again today. What did they announce who the starters are? Did they move Sale up? Is that what they're gonna
do now?
They bumped
Sale back. Yeah, it's gonna be Sale.
Okay.
Got is the same as would have been yesterday. I got it as Sale and Hap, I believe.
All right, so we got Sale Hap. We'll dive into to some of these over the weekend. Of course, you missed it. We told you we were looking forward to American League East. You had Yankees, Red Sox. You had Twins, American League leading win total. Twins, best team in American League. got their asses handed to them by the Tampa Bay Rays with about eight people in the stands last night. They went ahead and put up a 14 spot there, two touchdowns. It was a two touchdowns against a field
Buccaneers
goal, 14-3.
Bucks over
yeah,
Vikings.
It really was. Crazy yesterday, but it's going to be a big weekend, including Tiger. He's on the prowl. We'll give you the latest from Memorial. And, oh, yeah, the Jets are a bigger hot dumpster fire than we all anticipated, and that's saying something. We'll talk about that coming up here. Final hour, Make It Rain, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Searching for an outdoor oasis but don't have time to catch a flight? Join us in the heart of Midtown at Versa, packed with good vibes, great views, and service unmatched. Fully stocked with five bars throughout the venue. Aside from our stellar dining menu, Tuesday through Friday, our culinary team has curated a delectable rotation of food activations to be featured on our patio from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Join us for nonstop fun on one of New York City's largest patios as rooftop season is finally upon us. Located at 215 West 35th Street, New York, New York. Official partners of the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the eighth Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials walk for a decade. I was like, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover student loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
The morning after. Watch Serge Ibaka and Draymond Green. Serge Ibaka could get into a fight with the Pope, bro. Like, he's a nice guy, but he goes from 0 to 60 real fast, bro. And I think it's for our advantage and for the Raptors to get the old Draymond back. Mm. I don't like this new Draymond. I don't want a calm and composed Draymond. I want a Draymond that's getting technical fouls and getting kicked out of games for fighting.
Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers.
All right, final hour here. Make It Rain, Fantasy Sports Radio Network here. He is Dane Martinez. I am Joe Ranieri. Thank you guys very much for making us a part of your day. Big shout out to the lunatics in the chat room there. You guys are the real degenerates, and we love you for it. That's for sure. As we move on to a weekend that's got action across the board and just about everything. Don't forget, you mentioned Belmont. That's next weekend as well. We've got the Memorial Tournament. Tiger in the hunt right now this weekend. Of course, NBA Finals, NHL Stanley Cup Finals, Champions League Finals, soccer. And guys, I hate to break the news to you. Some of you who have been sitting on the sidelines since early February. You guys, it's like the Super Bowl all over again for you as the Golden Nugget in Vegas released the betting lines and odds for the top 100 college football games of the season coming up.
Yes.
And I can tell you right now, having talked to a bunch of the guys from Vegas yesterday, there were dudes waiting online. You think they were waiting online for
like the Avengers
Raptors?
Movie. It's like the
Holy
Avengers movie.
Crap. There were guys that were lined up there 2 days in advance, waiting to be the first one online there in order to be able to get their plays in. And this is something that they've been doing since about 2007. The books in Vegas have been doing this. And guys, listen, guys who live and breathe football, college football, NFL, man,
like
it's they don't look. It really is, man. And they I know somebody was counting down. I think we're under 100 days before we get some football back in our lives. But it started early, and they do cap them. That's why they wait online there, because it's there's a bet limit as far as what you can bet on some of these lines. And you can see by some of these lines, the way they opened up, Dane, $1,000 limits here. There were some games like Utah and Washington, which seemed to be the biggest sharp play yesterday. Guys were hammering the Utah-Washington game November 6th. Utah opened up as an 8-point road underdog. Within 30 minutes, it was bet down to 5.5.
There you go.
So that there.
So
I mean,
we're riding the Utes.
Right.
Did
that's
you say Utes?
The Utes, Auburn. And this is another one. Auburn LSU, October 26th. Was another huge mover. Auburn was bet what they were getting. They were a 9.5 underdog. They were bet down to 6.5. So you're looking at 3-point swing.
And it crosses that key number. And it crosses 7 both times in those two, right?
Absolutely.
That's the difference in playing. It's more than a touchdown or less than a touchdown. We'll get into the key numbers as we get a little bit closer to football season.
Yeah. Also,
like
Oklahoma, Texas, Big 12 matchup saw a whole bunch of. A whole bunch of money come in. Ohio State, Nebraska, Texas, TCU. I mean, we're talking like 3 to 4 point swings here across all of these games. The top 100 getting ready to take center stage here in less than 100 days. College football guys were going ballistic yesterday. And next week we'll start to dive into some of these games because they're available. I mean, you know, a lot of books are starting to pick them up now, and you can start laying some money down on these. It's never too early. You know, fantasy we talk about. Guys, it is never too early to start diving into some college football. There is a lot of value here coming up here. Coaching changes and who was better in recruiting this year.
Spring
returning
practice.
Starters. Holy crap, there's a lot to get in. And you wonder why guys are like, dude, I do football. Like, I can't.
Craving,
like, I don't know soccer. Like, I can't get it in. But, like, this is what I do. So a lot of sharps all over it yesterday. Excited. And we'll dive into some of that next week. And also, I thought this was kind of cool. We didn't get a chance to touch on it yesterday. But don't forget, the NFL is still looking for who's going to be on the next Hard Knocks, right? Because
well,
we've
got to be Raiders.
Right. Well, it's funny because there's
like
a lot
one
of speculation.
Like three teams that are allowed left, you know, with all the different criteria and stuff. I think it's like Oakland, Detroit, and maybe one other team that's even eligible.
It's the Redskins. And so you're talking about Gruden's brother, Jay Gruden, and John Gruden. And it's funny because Jay was asked yesterday about, you know, what do you think? Are you okay if they choose you to be? You know, you've got a new quarterback, you know, Haskins, who, by the way, from all indications, looks the part, guys.
He could be
he is going to be really good. That's what they're saying here. But it's funny. Jay Gruden, to me, has always been a hell of a lot funnier than John Gruden. I mean, really, really funny. And he was asked, of course, in his press conference there as they're doing the OTAs, you know, are you going to be okay going on Hard Knocks?
Speculation about the Hard Knocks program featuring the Redskins. As somebody who's been through it with the Bengals, would you welcome it? Is it something you wouldn't want to happen?
Well, that's not up to me. So if we're forced to do it, then obviously we'll have to make it work. And, you know, it's a process. It can be distracting at times, but really they do an excellent job as far as keeping out of your business. So it wouldn't be the end of the world. I think our guys would probably have fun with it at the end of the day, but initially be a distraction, so to speak. But I think really, if they were smart, they would go to Oakland. I mean, seriously, I mean, what an entertainment value that would be. Antonio Brown, John Gruden, Paul Gunther, Montez Burfict. I mean, incognito. I mean, these guys got to be crazy not to go to Oakland.
That's Jay Gruden. I mean, what a absolute brilliant classic answer right there. Throwing his brother under the bus. Right. You're like, dude, what are you kidding? And but he's absolutely correct. Like, seriously, if you guys are smart, don't look at us. Look at Oakland. Like, it's not going to get any better than that. You want a soap opera, it doesn't get any better than that. You know, kudos to Jay Gruden, man, because, yeah, he was with it in Cincinnati when they did it. But you just got to love his honesty, man. When we usually get absolutely nothing from these guys, these coaches, but coach speak, it was nice to see a little bit of personality. I always liked Jay Gruden. I always thought he had. I always thought he was a lot funnier than John. I mean, John was just kind of. John was John. You know, you weren't sure what you were going to get. Deadpan. You're not sure if he believes what he says. But Jay is a pretty funny dude, man. And I think he nailed it. Why, if you are HBO, do you not go to Oakland? Richie Incognito now? Like, you've got to put a camera in there. Are you crazy?
So here's the thing. I got to tell you, when I heard that sound clip that you just did there, Joe, I really thought Jay. Really sounds like the damn Jake. He really sounds like the damn Jake Caliendo impression of John Gruden. You know, he's like, hey, what are you going to, you know, it was hysterical. I thought that's what we were breaking out. The one reason that you don't use Oakland, I agree with you, it could be the Raiders. The one reason they might not is if they're holding the Raiders for the following year when they make the move to Vegas. That might be the only thing if they're trying to hold that in on deck. You know, for the Vegas move. But I think it's interesting. And yes, I'm getting excited talking about football, college football. Joe, I got one question for you, though, to bring it all the way back here. When you do that, like, Roto Experts 365 kind of thing every day, how focused it is, I got to tell you, Joe, I already have two expert fantasy football drafts in the month of August planned and set. I've already been invited to. So it's coming, you know. And then my other question is, with this points bet concept, right? How you get paid out the amount of, like, you know, your cushion when you win. Is this for every sport, Joe? Because I can understand doing that for baseball, for hockey, for soccer. But for things like basketball or football, you were talking about early college football lines. Like, can I get Alabama or Clemson in week, like, one or two when they're hanging a line that's, like, 37.5 points? Can I bet Alabama against, like, you know, Northeast Louisiana State and then wind up getting, you know, I don't know, 53 times my wager? Is that possible? Or is there fine print? Because if not, you ask me all the time what I'm doing with that $1,000 bet, you know, or those two $500 bets. I'm putting one on Clemson in week one and one in Alabama in week one, and I'm going to win like 40X on my money.
Usually with these lightning promotions, there's always fine print. There's always some sort of restrictions on there. But what they'll do is they'll just cap it. You know, will it be within 10 points, 7 points, 6 points all along those lines? So,
just doing it for baseball or soccer, I understand. But for basketball or college football would be a little ridiculous.
Yeah,
little
liability, but again, though, they'll cap it up to a certain number. You know, you'll still be able to get – listen, if you're laying 3 and they win by 20, you know, you're still cashing one way or the other. That's the whole point. But read the fine print with anything, whether it's points bet or anybody else. Always understand what it is you're getting yourself into before actually hitting the send button. Pretty good, valuable information there. We'll take a look at some of these games here. Look at the numbers. Let's make it rain on the weekend. Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, only at rotoexperts.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs. costs.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your short list fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY Radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Yeah, this is, I love this. You want to know why the Red Sox are softer than Charmin toilet paper? I'll tell you right now. Yeah, people will tell you exactly what they're made of if you just listen, people. We say it all the time. Welcome in here. Make it rain to Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Love this name. We are, you know, it's hard to believe, but it's July 8th is the All-Star Game. Cleveland, yes. Ohio, for this year's All-Star Game. So we're just about a month and a week here away from, you know, the middle of the Major League Baseball season. Hard to believe. Tomorrow is June. And don't forget, this year, the Home Run Derby is, I believe, didn't they add $1 million prize in there this year to try and entice incentive. Some of the bigger names? So they went ahead and asked J.D. Martinez there on EEI up in Boston, hey, man, you know, what do you think? You know, you got the Derby invitation, and what do you think? He said, well, he already declined it, J.D. Martinez. And the reason he gave for declining the invitation is he says, quote, it's a lot of stress, and it's exhausting. He said, I just don't want to do it. It's a lot of stress, man. You're hitting for like 2 minutes straight, easy, trying to hit the ball as far as you can. I remember seeing it my first time they did it when I wanted to do it, and I said, thank God I didn't. It just looked exhausting. Those guys were out there. They were drenched. He said the All-Star game itself is just stressful, man. A lot going on. He's like, yeah, no, I'd rather not do it. Way too stressful for me. Uh-huh.
Okay.
So have you heard of anything softer in your life from a guy that, you know, what, hit 43 home runs in his first season with Boston right there. And, by the way, he's got 11 in 50 games this year. So I don't know if maybe the juice isn't working this year for him or what. But that soft-ass attitude, I think, goes a long way to explain why it is that the Red Sox are a lot closer to the Toronto Blue Jays than they are the Rays or the Yankees this year. It's stressful, man. Like a home run derby and winning it's stressful, dude. I don't want to do it, man. Like, I don't, you know, you got to sweat. Have you ever heard of anything? How crazy is that, Dane? It's stressful.
That is pretty crazy. And, you know, I think that's a little ridiculous. What I would buy, though, Joe, here's the thing. If he said this, I would buy it. If he said, I don't want to mess with my swing for the second half of the season because it creates bad habits, because that is a narrative we've seen out there, right? That the guys who perform in the home run derby, not because it's stressful, they're going to have to sweat for the fans or they'll be tired, but that I have seen it create bad habits. And then those guys in the second half don't perform as well. That I would buy a little bit more, like, oh, I'm tired, I don't want to play. Go get some medicine for your yeast infection. Yes. If you were talking about, I don't want to mess myself up so that me and my team can make my second half run, I'd actually respect that one, though, Joe.
Yeah, no.
Wouldn't?
Absolutely not.
I don't want to mess with my
sleep. No, I cannot deal with a stress factor as a reason as to why you don't want to participate because guys look drenched. Guys were drenched, like it looked exhausting. But you know, for 10 minutes worth of work, 15 minutes worth of work, you could win $1 million. So I don't care how much money you got. And oh, by the way, you're playing for the fans. That's the whole point of what a home run derby is at the All-Star game, is they want to see their idols. They want to see, you know, your biggest fans are going to be there on the stage. That's who you're doing it for, you tool bag. You're not doing it for anything else. I mean, give me a break. Oh, I can't. It just drives me crazy. And he represents exactly everything that is wrong with some of these athletes today. And the using the stressed and exhausted excuse is just, whew. Yeah, remember that, guys. Next time you start throwing that Boston Red Sox flag around,
hit for 2 minutes straight. It's batting practice. Don't they do this every single day before? Don't they do this from like 6 to 6:30 p.m. every single day?
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Dude, you can go up there and mail it in. Like, you could even just go up there and mail it in. Like, there are certain you don't have to go balls to the wall.
It's a minute and a half of exertion.
Exactly.
And then you get get your Latin ball player friends to come over here and wipe you off with a towel and stuff. You get to bat flip. You get to earn like $100,000 for kids with cancer or whatever the hell it's going to be that you're affiliated with year round. Come on, bro. Suck it up. Let's go.
I'm with you, brother. I just wanted to put that out there. So Red Sox Nation, good luck explaining that one, Red Sox Nation. Good luck explaining that. And also some bad news for Raptor fans. This is terrible. I didn't even realize this.
Well, Pierce Pickett.
This is terrible. Like, guys, the kiss of death. I didn't I know you guys were doing a great job of chanting Paul Pierce sucks last night in the stadium, but he in fact picked you guys to win that's terrible, guys. Pierce picking you in six means you will lose in seven in all likelihood now, because that's how it rolls. That is the kiss of death, guys. Sorry about that. See, you had to mock him. You could have begged him to pick Golden State and you'd have been fine. But now he picks you, and the mush here, Paul Pierce, he just basically he just gave you the eyes, guys. You're done. That's unfortunate. I'm going to go ahead and. Yep, now I'm going to have to fade him now. Paul Pierce picked him, and we know how terrible that is. But great crowd last night, though. Can we all be realistic here? If nothing else, Toronto being put on the world stage, that city, that fan base, Jurassic Park, for them moving forward in free agency and those types of things, outside of the weather being horrific, it looks like a pretty fun city, doesn't it, man? The fan base is young. It's energetic. Yeah. You got stars like Drake. Like, you know, I know guys sometimes would be like, oh, I don't want to go to Toronto. But really, guys, I don't know. Looks like a pretty fun place to play, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I've only been there once. I went there once with some of my boys when the Yankees were playing the Blue Jays for a weekend up there. It's a great town. They got a nice strip of bars. It's a lot of fun. I do believe also the drinking age is a little bit younger in Canada than it is in the United States. So if you ever want to take, like, you know, your high school prom after prom trip up there or something like that, I highly recommend it. I think it's 19 is the drinking age, so you can have a little bit more fun there. My man Gabe Morency can double check me on that, though.
Isn't that weed legal there too? Just throwing it out there.
I believe so.
Okay, yeah, there you go. That looks like a lot of fun there. But I think if you're a free agent, and why not Toronto, guys? Seriously, I mean, look at that. They're packing out
the
place.
What's up with the taxes, though? You have to pay double taxes.
That could very well be, though. Yeah, that
you know,
I
would ask Gabe if, like, let's say, you know, let's use nice round numbers. You know, if you sign for $10 million in America, it depends on what state it is, right? Because Florida and Texas, California, New York, Chicago, they all have different state taxes. So $10 million in one state means a lot different than $10 million in another state. I wonder if the thing with, like, you know, the currency and the, you know, the transaction, all that stuff, and if you have to pay multiple taxes, I wonder how it works out, what your real money is compared to other cities, if, like, the depreciation of the Canadian dollar factors in and all that stuff too, if it'll really be an attraction.
Yeah, it's a legitimate concern. I mean, listen, here, I know that's always been a big attraction here in Miami, no state income tax.
Right.
Yeah, so I mean, your money goes a lot further in cities along this line.
And that's not a big deal if you're making $50,000 a year, right? But if we're talking about, you know, $20 million, then that percent, then one percentage point of that, you know, is real money. So, you know, it is something
also
to be considered.
Keep in mind, in Major League Baseball as well as the NFL, like, you are not, just because you signed with Miami, you are not bound by the tax code here in Miami. In other words, when you go on the road and you play in another state or another country,
you're working in another
that
state.
Paycheck, yeah, that paycheck that you get for that trip or that week. Yeah, guys, you're based upon whatever state. So going to California costs guys an awful lot of money going to play out there. You've got to account for all of that income that you make while you're on the road. So it's not just straight up, I got a contract and it's going to be all tax. You know, there's no income. Well, that's true when you play your home games and you get paid. But when you go on the road, you're bound by whatever state you're getting paid from there because you're playing in that state at that particular time. I don't think people realize that. It's not all
of where you are doing your work.
Exactly.
Where you're doing your job. So the Yankees, when they play in Kansas City, they're playing Missouri state tax for those hours that they're working. And so for a Toronto Raptor, you know, what is it, 41, 42, half the season, your home games, you're being played in another country. So I wonder what the liabilities and implications, and then also what the currency change is, right? Because you're being paid, I'm using the nice round number, $10 million. What is that in Canadian dollars and the cost of living there, that sort of stuff? I don't know if it winds up working out in your favor or not, based on how the dollar is up against the American dollar. But it's interesting. I have seen Canadian teams, when the dollar is strong, they're buying a ton of U.S. currency so that when it depreciates later on or whatever, they're making money off of that. It's just something to consider when you're signing as a free agent.
Yes, and understand that that's all of that is taken into consideration too. But it's not that these guys get, tax-free money because there's no state yet. No, that doesn't – not how it works, guys. They're getting bombarded, which is why they should have a pretty good accountant, which is also why guys get taken to the cleaners when they don't have a pretty good accountant, or if they got, you know, when your brother is your manager and your financial consultant, that's when that's when millions of dollars shockingly go disappear. You don't know what happened. Like, you had to pay taxes in California when we, you know, it's, take control of your situation and don't rely on anybody else. It drives me crazy when I hear those stories too. Like, dude, you just got 30 some odd million dollars. Like, you can't just hand that off to somebody else and be like, all right, let me know how much money I got when it's all said and done. That's when they go absolutely hard left. But you can make as much money as you want to make, all right, as long as you are doing it the smart sports investing way. There is plenty of money to be made, not only this weekend, but guys, coming up here over the summer, Major League Baseball. We told you about college football. Women's World Cup is coming up. UFC every other day. And I'm looking forward to the Women's World Cup too, because a lot of, there's a lot of slam dunks, so to speak, especially early on. Yeah, we'll talk about that. It's coming. And I'm not sure the American team, I know they're a favorite. I'm not sure they make it to the finals.
Yeah.
Going to be tough. We'll dive into all of that coming up here, including tonight's games.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text youth to 321321. That's Y-O-U-T-H to 321321.
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept, where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take the Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 fantasy football package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Medic and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 fantasy football package, only at rotoexperts.com.
All right, guys, might be time to swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball with DailyRoto.com. We want you to become the 8th Daily Roto lineup optimizer user to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament. Or simply become one of the countless number of people who have won thousands of dollars playing DFS. So if you're playing MLB DFS, but you're not using DailyRoto.com, guys, you're doing it wrong. Enter the promo code FNTSY, get yourself a 10% discount. You'll get lineup alerts, projected ownership percentages, weather updates, of course, fantasy projections, and the use of the same Daily Roto lineup optimizers that have already produced millions in DFS winnings. It's the 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package, only at DailyRoto.com. Promo code, guys, FNTSY. Get your 10% discount today. And as we head into the weekend here, Dane, we start looking at some of these matchups. Of course, Game 2 is going to be Sunday. And if you're just joining us, the latest line, not only for that game, but for the series. It's shifted a little in the series, Dane, but the actual game line, pretty much what we got from the closing line in game one, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We're looking at 2 right now is the spread. You got Golden State +2, Toronto laying the 2 points. I'm seeing now, if you want to go money line, +110 for the Warriors, -130 for Toronto. And remember, one of the things we talk about here with the short lines, okay, and the short money lines is, with the game of runs, there is definitely an opportunity here in live in-game wagering. I recommend take the plus side early on. You're going to be able to get some opportunities here in this game live. I'm going to be on Golden State come Sunday, and we're not going to talk about this, but I just think that, like you've been saying all morning, you got a kind of C-plus, B-minus effort from Golden State. You got a good game out of Toronto, and it still was kind of within 6 or 8 for most of the game. You're going to get more Boogie Cousins. I don't think we'll get 30-plus out of Pascal Siakam again.
Yeah, I wouldn't count on I absolutely would not count on anything even remotely close to that. But listen, the line is there's -2. And was it 118-109 victory? Drake is up 1-0 now, apparently, on Draymond and everyone else, even though, given the fact that the real winner here is Golden State, since you can mock us all you want, ultimately, you have 2 Golden State Warriors numbers tattooed on your body, my friend. That tells you everything you need to know about Drake's fandom there with Toronto. So I think it's ridiculous to ignore the fact of what Golden State five times in a row has done coming off a straight up loss. The numbers are obnoxious, guys. It's happened time and time again. This is now the 20th playoff series for them on their way to the finals over the last 5 years. And every time they have lost a game straight up for whatever reason, it just smacks them in the face, wakes them up. And they come back and not only dominate usually the next game, but they also dominate to the tune of just about 82% covering the number and winning straight up in the first half of the following game. So keep that number in mind, guys, as you continue to look here. And I do believe that, right now, what are we looking at first half? Have they come out with, is it still -1.5 or, plus 1.5? For the first half?
Looking at the first half for game two, remember, and we find value here as well. We hit you with it in game one. 1 point spread and 110 is the total for the first half. Raptors at home, first half laying a point. So basically a pick.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. And don't forget, guys, now that you've seen this move, because it opened up at -1.5, now it's moved to 2 in a lot of the books. That means there's an awful lot of money coming in right now. 58% of the tickets, 62% of the dollars, okay, are coming in here on Toronto. So a little recency bias maybe, a lot of public money coming in and backing them, whatever it is. Of course, there's still plenty of time between now and Sunday for the line in the market to absolutely shift. But it does look like some recency bias playing into here as some money is definitely coming in on Toronto to be able to take game two. Again, same way that I was in the first half under yesterday, last night, I'm going to be in the first half for Golden State again in game two. And let's face it, why argue with 82% return on investment here over this kind of sample size with the same team and same players? And now that they've had a game under their belt, rust is shaking. They've got video. They've been there, done that, played this team. I would not bet against the Golden State Warriors in the first half of this upcoming game. Their goal was to win one on the road, right, in this opening two-game set. Well, they still have an opportunity to do that, guys. And if they do bring their A game, what happens? You know, what happens if Toronto brings their C game or doesn't have a, you know, Picasso painted by Pascal Siakam here in game two? What do you expect? You know, what do you expect to happen from there? But the series price as well, Dane, down from what? -290 to -160. If you love Golden State, guys,
now's the time. Yeah. Absolutely. Let me ask you this one, Joe. The real question is, when you bring this same narrative in about, 20 minutes, the idea that Pascal Siakam had his Picasso and that they played an A game and all this, all your reasons why this guy's not falling for Golden State. What is Gabe going to say in response?
Listen, Gabe is a lot of things, but he's a homer with Toronto, but he understands that, listen, they're not sweeping Golden State. Gabe is going to hope for a two-game sweep here, hold court. And again, series doesn't start until somebody wins game here.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So he'll stick. I'm sure he'll stick with that narrative. But at the same time, his eyes also watched the same game everyone else did. Toronto brought their A game. Golden State didn't. What happens when both teams either bring their A game or what happens when Toronto doesn't have its A game? Do they still have enough to be able to overcome that and beat them? Maybe at home, maybe not, but that's going to be the real question. But I think the numbers speak for themselves here, guys. It's not like we haven't seen this, this movie play out before with Golden State. We know what they're going to come back with. They're going to come back with hair on their fire in game two. They've got it. The thing that pisses them off probably is they got to wait till Sunday to play. That's probably the thing that's driving them crazy the most, you will see a different defensive effort. You won't see nearly as many, Paul Gasol and Siakam at the top of the key for 3 minutes. Go ahead, daring you to take a shot, take that three. I don't think you're going to see that. I do anticipate Boogie Cousins playing a little bit bigger role as we move on too, as well. I think he showed, and if you're Golden State, be happy, guys. What you got out of 8 minutes from him showed you a little something there last night. And I'm happy for him too. And I'm happy for Golden State because they do need a little size at some point. So it just gives Steve Carr another weapon moving forward here that you've got to account for, especially as he gets his legs under him.
Yep, I think that's right. I think more reason to not be panicking if you're the Golden State Warriors. And I just literally, Joe, as you were talking, I got an update on my phone. And this is the first time I've ever heard an actual timetable. There are now reports coming out, Yahoo News saying right now, that there is reports that Kevin Durant, they are targeting game four, which, by the way, is a week, I believe, a week from today. I think they go Sunday, then Wednesday, then back to a week from today, Friday. So remember, I don't care how it goes down in these first couple games. We're going to be back at Golden State. And don't forget, before too long, my guy, the Durantula, will also be back. Official now, Yahoo News is reporting at least some indications that they are shooting for game four for Kevin Durant to come back. So Toronto fans, get it in now while you can. You better go up 2-0 on Sunday.
Interesting. That's right. Yeah, game four would be Friday, June 7th. So,
yep, a week from tonight.
Yeah, week from tonight. Yep.
So if we see over the weekend, if we see over the weekend that you know, he's starting to get reps in on the court, he's starting to practice. Like last week we saw footage of Boogie practicing with the team. If we see him this weekend, you know, on the court, maybe that's why he flew with the team to Toronto. Who knows? Maybe because he practices on Saturday. If we start to get that, don't forget there's Kevin Durant waiting in the wings too, people.
Yeah, and to me, I got to see it on the court with him.
Yeah.
Until I see him being able to practice and maneuver on there, I'll believe it. But I'm still of the mindset that very hard to come back from that calf situation there, at least to be effective. But you gotta throw it out there, right? I mean, you've gotta at least keep it in the back of the mind of the Toronto Raptors that this is a possibility, guys. Like he could very well, he could be on his way back
for the Warriors to not have to panic.
Yes, exactly. So it's coming, but I'm all over the. I'm gonna be all over the first half for the Golden State Warriors. If it ain't broke, don't fix it with this team. And full game, I don't know. I'm not decided yet on the full game situation there. I think, is the money lines up yet on game two yet?
For just game two?
Yeah, for game two. Are there any of the money lines posted yet? Is it still?
Yeah. It's plus 110, minus 130.
Okay, so even a little more. All right, so you're definitely getting some money coming in here on Toronto, guys, within the
you
first
are.
24 hours.
It even moved. I think it went from 1.5 to 2 points, like literally since we've been on air. Okay, so the money's coming in on Toronto. That's that recency bias. Joe, let me tell you something. It's at 2. If it gets to, like, 2.5, Golden State's at plus 110. If I can get it at plus 120, I'm going to pounce.
Ooh.
That's
right.
You got to have a plan, right? You got to have a plan. Yep. You got to know the number you want. And then if you get it, attack.
Yep. And don't forget also, guys, that stat of the day. Home favorites, second half, over 65% they cover. All right, in the finals. Don't know what it is, but since 2005, home favorites, second half lines cover at a 65% clip. Toronto added to that last night. They were getting five in the second half, and that's exactly it. They ended up covering that. So keep that in mind moving forward here. Second half lines, again, Sunday in Toronto. Keep an eye on that second half line. And, of course, when they go back to Oakland, in the Oracle, home favorites, and I anticipate, no matter what happens in Sunday, that Golden State's going to be the favorite in their own building. Keep an eye on that second half line. That's another one of those ridiculous, profitable. Don't argue with the numbers, guys. Don't look for reasons. Sure. Don't look at numbers. Hey, don't lie. The math doesn't lie. So the big question is, who are you taking tonight, Sale versus Hap, Yankee Stadium, what should have happened last night, getting ready to happen tonight. Who are you looking at here?
Listen, I'm hopeful. This is a pass. I'm not betting it, but I'm hopeful that the Yankees put their foot on the throat of the Boston Red Sox, you know, to close out June with almost a double-digit lead. Where I am on tonight, I mentioned it in the 6 o'clock hour, I'm on the Colorado Rockies, Herman Marquez on the mound. The Rockies have been good lately after a struggling start, 8-2 in their last two. They're at home to take on the Toronto Blue Jays, who have not been playing well, and send Edwin Jackson to the hill. I'll manipulate the run line to lay less juice. -1.5 runs, -135 tonight.
Anything under 140 or less for Boston, I'm going to be on Boston. I think Sale has found his groove here, unfortunately. So anything under 140, give me the Red Sox.
Damn it.
Other than that, guys, enjoy your weekend. Make it rain. Join us again Monday morning after next.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Calling all drivers. Want a career that will take you places? Then Coach USA and Megabus is the place for you. Coach USA and Megabus, leaders in the local and intercity bus transportation industry, are looking for career-minded, conscientious drivers with a valid CDL Class A or B license with passenger endorsement. They offer paid training, competitive salary, and many benefits. Apply now and start driving to a better future. Visit CoachUSA.jobs. That's CoachUSA.jobs.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY Radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Are you, or someone you love, one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help get you started. Visit michaeljfox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
Make it rain.
You're listening to the best of Make It Rain on the Fantasy Sports Network.
I'm gonna make it rain.
Check this out, Joe. Siakam, 2-for-3 from three-point land, right? Gasol, 2-for-4 from three-point land, okay? Danny Green, 3-for-7 from three-point land. These guys combined for 7-for-14. 50% from three. Meanwhile, Steph Curry and Klay Thompson combined for 7 out of 15. So if your role players from Toronto are shooting at the same clip as the greatest shooting backcourt in NBA history, that is a, you know, an added benefit right there. And that is, to me, what was the big difference in game one with the rest and the rust and all that stuff, and it being in Toronto with Drake rocking the Del Curry jersey, which I thought was actually amazing. I'm sure we'll talk about that later. You know what I mean? But that's to me the embodiment of the secondary players at home. They put on their cape and turn into Superman. And if you have that combined with their ability defensively to force 16 turnovers and limit the shooting percentage of the other team, that's the recipe for a game one win.
Yes, and they got it, and well done. So now it is one, and I just hope we get six more of these games. I hope it goes seven, because then we have plenty of more opportunities to find some value there. And I can tell you right now, the line has already moved and opened up at exactly what it went off at yesterday there. Toronto looking at a -1.5 spread right now. And listen, it went way over too, right? I mean, that was the other thing that was a question last night, is what were we going to get? The closing line was 213. And it opened up at 215. We saw a lot of money come in on the under, which pushed that down to 213.
Yeah. I saw it at 212.5 at one point.
Yeah, yeah. And we had mentioned, you know, the two previous times during the regular season, which, you know, albeit different teams, different situations, but those opening lines, You know, they went off even at close at 223, 226. I mean, they were up there, and ultimately we got more of what we saw during the regular season than what we thought we might get with a rusty team and, you know, butterflies. We got it in the first half, but the second half, just so you know, the second half over-under was 104. Yeah. Was 104. Big opportunities there for anybody that that hopped all over that. That was an easy one. Also, Toronto was getting 5 points in the second half. And just so you guys know, in the NBA Finals, since 2005, second half favorites at home in the second half have covered the second half line 67% of the time since 2005. So those of you that were paying attention last night, and you saw that line come out where everybody and their mother thought they were going to see the Golden State Warriors do what Golden State does, right? Down 10. Oh, they'll, you know, this, they'll certainly make back, you know, 8, 9 of those points. We'll get it. Well, 67% of the time for the finals, home teams favorite cover that second half spread. And they just added to that last night with Toronto. So keep that in mind moving forward. You get those home teams as a favorite in the game, look at that second half line. If it's within reason or if you're getting points,
yeah,
good chance that they're going to go ahead and cover. And Toronto did that. But congratulations, those of you that had the over. I think it's opened up already at 215.5. So kind of they're not overreacting the markets to what we just witnessed last night. It's almost exactly as what we got, right? 215.5 for the totals, 1.5 for Toronto. Game two will come, and I don't think there's any reason. And it's probably something that we can pull away here is understand that, listen, Vegas, the markets are telling you exactly what you need to know, that there is no overreaction here. Exactly what you got in game one from a numbers standpoint is exactly what you got in game two. So they're not jacking it up from 213 or 215 to 221 just because of one game. If anything, I think the under is probably worth a look again due to the fact of the adjustments that are going to be made.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Riley Herbst from 2311 Racing here, and you know what grinds my gears? Waiting for coffee. But instead of counting frappes and lattes, I fire up Chumba Casino. No apps, no fuss, just fun social casino games to pass the time. By the time my coffee's ready,
order for Riley.
I've already taken a few victory laps. Next time you're stuck waiting, make it entertaining. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.